My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Let's refocus. Obviously, Lions and Cowboys on Sunday, but before we get to that, Game 5. Tigers blew their opportunity to close this thing at home. They blew their opportunity to have Tarek Skubal start Game 1 of the ALCS. But you still have the best pitcher in baseball to try to close out a very unlikely series. So here's my question, and it's very, very simple. Where is your confidence meter? And if your confidence goes from to you're somewhere on that scale. Trying to add some levity to it because I don't want people to be stressed out. It's 80 and sunny on a Friday.
Yes.
So are you more or more whoops?
Either one works.
I feel
that with the fact that you have Skubal going out on the mound, I'm confident that the Tigers will get this thing done. Now, I said yesterday, if you won yesterday, you're probably looking at a trip to the World Series. That's off the table now. Now you're looking at you have the best pitcher in baseball going for you, Detroit. I think that he goes out there, and, yeah, I do think that he can give you 6 good innings. Now, you got to give him some run support. But I think that Skubal out there makes me confident enough that the Tigers win this game, and we're talking about the series with the Yankees come Monday.
So you're now, are you full or are you short of that?
I'm short of that. I didn't know that there was, I thought you had to go either or.
I think that might be the Snoop drop. I think that might be just so short.
Rico's confidence level would be
yes.
Yeah, I'm probably sitting at about a 7 out of 10.
Okay. Kenny, your confidence level from Whoopi to David making baby.
Pretty much mirroring Rico's, because I'm confident, excited, I'm excited with confidence. I'm not worried. I am nervous, but it's not a worried nervous. I think I'm like a 7 or 8 out of 10. I think I'm getting there.
He's talking himself into it. All right.
But I know by game time I might be down to a 5.
Okay.
The closer you get there, you're like,
it is easy to say it now.
Yes, right.
But when rally towels come out, and you know, first time they get a threat going, or it does change. But okay, you're confident, David. From Whoopi to your namesake, confidence level for Saturday at 1 o'clock.
I'm Mike Kenny today. Yeah, I'm at a 7. Yeah, I'm real confident. You got Skubal on the mound. I believe this thing can happen. But let's just say, 10 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock in the morning, as we get closer and closer, it's going to go down a notch. And then I'm going to see their atmosphere, and it'll be a 5.
David, probably. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about my confidence level in the Tigers. Okay.
Just wanted to make sure what we're talking about here.
I am the I'm the Snoop drop for this game, right?
Okay. Well, all right. Just like yesterday, I'll be on an island. I didn't feel good about yesterday's game. I was open about it. I gave you the reasons why. I am not panicked. I'm also not confident. I view a closeout game 5 with this team that is so young, and you're putting so much pressure on Scooble. The bullpen exposure, it's on the road. It's a Guardians team that you let get up off the mat. Is it wrong if I view it as a true coin flip tomorrow? And look, you don't have to care. You don't have to value it. Vegas views it almost like a coin flip. Tigers opened up at minus 125, and it's just kind of getting nibbled down towards minus 110. It's a coin flip, guys. I want to believe that they will do this, and they are this team of destiny. And Lord knows they don't quit. They didn't quit yesterday. They keep grinding. But if Kerry Carpenter's out, am I wrong to just view this like, oh, man, we're in some trouble now? Carpenter is that chess piece that if you take it away from AJ, it makes your lineup so much more predictable when Cleveland puts Boyd out there as a lefty. Because now, Vogt never has to consider when he uses his right-handed hammers because Kerry Carpenter might not. And again, we don't know that he's out, but when we played that in the update for you guys, does that sound like a confident manager?
No. Because if he was playing, he would simply say, you know what, he'll be fine. He'll be in the lineup. Don't worry about it.
If
that's
he
what
plays,
managers and coaches do.
He plays, my confidence goes up a level. It does. He matters that much. Because again, for all the things we talk about with this team, no one, I don't think anyone has called or will call and say, no, we have a good offense. No, you don't. You have a timely offense. At sometimes it's been miraculous, where every ball near the foul pole stays fair or a flare. And it's the only thing that went against you, and I don't know that it went against you, I just don't know that it didn't, was the Kwan catch. Every other bloop, every other flare, every other ground ball, everything's gotten through. How much more of that are you going to get? And if Carp isn't there, I go, oh, no.
Right, but haven't we been saying that for about a month now?
No, I submitted to the Magic. I gave up on even saying
up on the Magic?
I might.
Somebody get him a Joe Budow.
No. It's a coin flip for me tomorrow. How much confidence can I have when I call tails? I feel like it's coin flippy. I do. But I want to know what people have. 248-539-9797. I'm fine if you say, look, it's Scooble. It's full confidence. Great. How could I be mad at that? I'm not in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not negative about it, but I view it like you gave this team an opportunity to get up off the mat. You got to go back to their place. They just saw Scooble a few days ago. They'll have a battle plan. And frankly, Kwan's had a great series. He's a distinct problem. Mm-hmm. Rocchio's been a pest. J-Ram woke up yesterday. Fry woke up yesterday. I go, okay.
But see, I look at it like this, if it were the other way around, and it was Cleveland coming out with, let's just Scooble or somebody of his equal, I would feel like, man, it's going to be a tough go around because I got to think in Cleveland, they're thinking, okay, how do we get this man off the mound? How quickly can we get to him? Let's hope that, like, it's a whole lot of hope and praying that Scooble is just off of his game. Whereas if you're a Tigers fan, man, he's showing you even the games that he didn't get wins, he still went out there and pitched well.
You know what bothers me? What? Here, I don't care. I'll just say it. I'll get made fun of. I hate the fact he's on the longest scoreless streak in the game. That's like a kicker or someone who goes to the free throw line. Oh, he's made his last 38 free throws. Clang. How about last week? Right before McPherson of the Bengals goes to kick, they go, yeah, in game-winning, game-tying, or overtime situations, McPherson's hit his last 14. Zzz! Like, I get worried because it's gone so well.
Law of averages got to kick in.
You're just not meant to shut everybody out all the time.
You mean you just can't keep rolling sevens and 11s?
I mean, you can, but I do feel like Scooble's hit seven straight blackjacks. You know, like it's just kind of one of those moments where I'm like, is it really going to happen here in a deciding game? And look, what pitcher would I rather have? I can't name too many. The only knock against Scooble would just be a lack of experience and the fact that he's probably on a 90-pitch count. But he's nasty, and he's against the Cleveland lineup that's lefty-heavy.
But see, and I also wonder, though, Mike, with the players being so young, yeah, it's an elimination game, but I think more pressure is on Cleveland because you're at home, you're supposed to win, you're supposed to advance.
That I agree with.
Where the Tigers are just, okay, let's see what we got. We got the best pitcher out there. Let's go score some runs. Let's go have some fun.
Listen, my fear will go up if you don't get to Boyd. Boyd is your advantage. That's a soft toss and lefty. You got to be able to get to Boyd. And I mean, by get to him, I talk about a run, maybe two. Can you do that? Now, if you do that, my confidence meter goes from middle ground, which isn't the whoopee, to, like, if it's 2-0 and Scooble.
I don't think
the Guardians are winning that game.
It's interesting you say that, Mike, because I just happened to be looking at that game script and the play-by-play from that game when Boyd and Scooble pitched, and we had some missed opportunities with men on base. We had a Malloy at second base in the top of the third, and we did not get him home. Same in the fourth, where we had no outs with a man at second with Perez. Like, we have to take advantage of those situations.
How about last night?
Bybee
was not good.
No, he wasn't.
But that was the only thing I got wrong about yesterday's game, is I thought Bybee was going to be very good. He wasn't. He was even worse. He needed Dr. Fraser Crane out there. Like, Carl Willis had to come out and literally just, son, tell me your problems. Like, he couldn't locate his fastball at all. And you couldn't really get to him. So, at what point does that become a problem, fellas? Let's face it, the Scooble game was scoreless when you needed Carp's magic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, it's a coin flip. It's 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's an unthinkable situation. They're even here. So there's no, like, the disappointment will reside in the fact that you had Cleveland here with a chance to close them out. And you had the lead in the eighth inning. That's the disappointment.
And can we please, for the love of God, stop mentioning Gibby on the text and stop calling Kenny about it. It's not the same. Carp's not going to do the same. That was 40 years ago.
And hold on. Can I just say one thing? When Gibby was hurt and did the home run, he did it as a Dodger.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just saying. Like, we all love the fist pump. He was wearing a Dodger uniform in Chavez Ravine. I'm just saying the injured Gibby.
You're just going to let the facts get in the way.
No, I'm saying that if Carp is injured and you want to do injured Gibby reset.
It's not even the same.
It's just a little tough for me.
Right. Yeah, I guess they're mixing 84 with the,
No, and I'm just saying from injured Gibby.
Yes.
Look, man, it's whoever pops in that game tomorrow becomes a part of Tiger history. They become a part of legend. But the fact that this team doesn't have someone to depend on, it has been a blessing, but it's also in this spot when we're looking ahead, a bit of a curse. Because I don't want to go here. But like if you had that one veteran bat that we all wanted them to add, and that player was the stabilizing force, you have a different approach to where, okay, I know Carp isn't there, but I still have X. Like, if you were rolling out an Alex Bregman tomorrow, and you have this veteran, experienced, quality at bat guy who has won World Series and who has been in the MVP voting, you go, okay, I'm going to lean on this guy in these pressure spots that I know what I'm getting.
You're going to make me do this, aren't you?
No, Wally. I'm not going there today. I'm just saying when I talk about it being a coin flip, how could I possibly, with any honesty, tell our audience, no, you can absolutely count on, checks note, Wenciel Perez. What am I, that's hope. Mm-hmm. Hope is not a strategy. That's not fair for me to do that to audience.
You're right.
It is a coin flip.
And that's why I said the guarantee that you have is Scooble. So, yes.
Now, if he gets hit early and gives up a couple of runs, I go straight to whoopee. But if you get a couple runs off Boyd early, I go straight to. And if it's scoreless, well, I'm as I must be.
Who's going to be the hero?
Who the hell knows? Spin a wheel. That's how they've been operating. Maybe it's McKinstry. Oppo power. Torque. Where the hell did that come from?
Torque finally gives it the home run we've been waiting for.
Did you have a feeling yesterday that it might have been Jace Young when he came in for Carp?
None. I was like, none. He's not good. No.
Wow.
I'm sorry,
I just
buddy.
Ended that. Nope.
I was hoping, man. Hoping.
Like that balloon pop. Nope.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we'll get some of the people involved, get some ticket texts, picks coming up at 5:30, Tigers, Game 5. If you have thoughts about last night or you want to get into the confidence game, we can. I think it's coin flip. So basically, I'd be a 5 out of 10. You get into a closeout game, they're all coin flips. It's very rare. I mean, now, if you want to say, well, the Dodgers pods, not quite so, well, that's a little different. Neither of these teams, Tigers or Guardians, are super teams. Neither of them are high payroll teams. Neither of them are that far from each other. It's very coin flippy. The separator will be Scooble. But again, I have other concerns, especially if Carpenter's out. So let's go to the people. We'll go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me? Sorry, I got to get back to my car.
Joe?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hello? What's up, Joe?
All right. Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call on it. A couple of things that I wanted to say. Of course, the Scooble thing. I'm about 75% for sure. And the reason why is because of Scooble. And the reason for the 25% is because I'm not really sure, you know, like you said, the first couple innings, they could jump on it, and then our offense does suffer pretty poorly. The one thing, though, and I didn't do any research on this, but I can't really remember, other than the White Sox series because we didn't care, us actually losing back-to-back games. Mm. They always respond really well.
It's fair. I think the one problem is when you try to translate regular season to playoffs, you know, you're – clearly, the quality's not the same when you're playing the same team. But no, Joe, you're right. When you go on a run the way they did, clearly, they made a habit of not losing. And when they did, they didn't stay there. And they keep fighting. Sure. Even last night, Joe, there are a lot of teams, after they spit the bit, they wouldn't have kept fighting. But they did. They led off the ninth with an extra base hit and a laser beam by Malloy. They got the run home. They just fell short. So you're right.
Yeah, man, that squeeze was an incredible play. I was there actually last night. That's where my voice was. Is. And but man, it was a great game, great atmosphere.
I was shocked the vote went that way. I really was. You just don't see squeeze plays in today's game. You don't.
For sure, and especially not the guy that just hit the home run, right? I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. I didn't see it coming either, for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Real fast though, yeah. If I could. Like, they've kind of been, I mean, not quite, but they've kind of been in almost a playoff baseball, like a do-or-die mode. The whole chase, right? I mean, they couldn't lose the series, or they probably weren't gonna make it, and things. That's all I got, I guess.
No, you're good, man. No, Joe, of course. And look, there's no one doubting their effort. There's no one doubting that they're not gonna fight their asses off, and I don't think in any way, shape, or form. This will be easy for either team. I get concerned that you had to use your free square. I get concerned that we're asking Scooble to be perfect. Now, if your offense can do something unforeseen and really get after Boyd early and stake him to a multi-run lead, oh no, then it's infinite confidence. I would be in stunned disbelief if you gave Scooble a 2-0 lead and end up losing that game. I mean it. Wow. I'd be stunned.
You know, the funny thing is, yeah, I didn't even think, yes, that can happen. But yeah, well, if you got 2-0, yeah, when are you flying out to New York?
So we're all in agreement, right?
Yeah.
My fear, maybe, hey, I am guilty. I'm letting the Carp thing get to me.
No, and I think that, look, especially if they got a 2-0 lead, pressure's on Cleveland. You're at home. You're supposed to be the better team. You should have never let it got to game.
The one thing I would do is this. There is no scenario where I'm starting Boyd and I don't have people warming in the pen immediately. Like, I am approaching this thing like if a run crosses, I lose. Mm-hmm. If Boyd gets in any trouble, I'm all hands on deck if I'm vote.
Second and third, one out.
First base.
No, bring you, okay. Hey, Cade Smith. But just first go base, and get him.
First base. Okay.
You get a single.
Ball out. One. Go to the pen.
I knew it.
Told you we shouldn't have thrown this idiot out here. David, ticket tax.
Confidence in this team has remained at a 6. Excited we made it this far, and I'll be okay if the run ends here, but really hope we beat the Guardians tomorrow. The confidence level is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
That is from Anthony. 5, because reverse chaos. Hitters are getting familiar with pitchers, so who has better hitters? Yep, 5. Wow, you're not going to give the Guardians the edge in the hit.
Thanksgiving.
So what do you think Cleveland fans are thinking now? Home game, Class A on track. Can Scooble do back-to-back wins in Cleveland?
Listen, I don't concern myself with what they think.
We're looking for a terrible boy tomorrow. 1 o'clock start. Away team also has a better record in the daytime.
Agreed.
From Pete.
That's Pete. That's an actual fact. Credit to you.
My confidence wanes the further we get into that game without scoring. We need to provide Scooball. Some run support.
That call was amazing yesterday. And he still thought Ausmus was the manager.
Well, you know, Brad is a great manager.
Scooball.
What happened to World Series bound and picking up steam?
Don't look at me.
No. I said, had to win last night. You didn't win. That was part of the deal. That means that you could have held off on Scooball. And pitched him in game one. Now you got to throw him in game 5. Sorry. You can rewrite history all you want. It's called Odyssey Rewind.
Oh, my.
This is the exact reason why we need Torkelson to actually live up to his billing. He's such a bust. He shouldn't even be on this team. It's embarrassing.
Walleye.
Just.
I beg of you. For all that's holy, Walleye.
Just afraid that the bullpen is getting a little tired with so much playing time. Confidence level is a 2.
Okay. The first part is factual. Bullpen exposure is real. And these guys have been operating at this level for 2 months. You're now in a playoff series. It's heightened. And when you're facing the same team every day and you're trying to pitch the same guys every day, it's why I said before the playoffs started, 3-game set, you're devastating. 5-game set, especially if it's against Cleveland, I still lean your way. 7-game set, I think you're dead. You're going to play 5 games in 6 nights. And now, Scooble wouldn't pitch till game 3, and you may never see a game 7. And throwing guys day after day after day, I think it's part of the Brisky thing. You can laugh at it. But like, oh, he bleeds. Yeah, because now, how much have we seen this guy?
No. I mean, but, Mike, we had both agreed on that, that the 7-game series is going to probably
be that wasn't a me-you thing.
But it was like, that's why. But I had changed my opinion. If you somehow could have gotten Scooble against the Yankees in game 1.
Totally changes the entire way you view the series.
Steal a game, split like you did with Cleveland. If you could split and then come back to Detroit, now I'm feeling a lot
better. I wanted it for radio purposes, and we still may get it. For radio, it'll be gold.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be fun. It would. I mean, sports are supposed to be fun. Last night,
you hate the Yankees. You love hate the Yankees.
Exactly. I win either way.
Friday, getting ready to turn this show over to Wojo and Rieger. You're listening to 97.1. We talked Tigers. We had TJ on. We did the picks, the prop bets. If you missed anything,
what about who said it?
We did Who Said It.
Oh, love Who Said It.
Use your Odyssey Rewind if you missed anything.
Wait, I only heard the very last one, and it was Jansen yelling and screaming about something.
Yeah, it was Jansen. I thought it was Gator. Apparently, Kenny knew it was Jansen.
Were the first 4 good? I missed. I got Odyssey Rewind.
Odyssey Rewind.
So you can go back and listen to the whole thing. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, all right. Can you at least tell me this?
Yes. You were not eligible. You were not in it.
Oh,
you haven't worked all week.
I'm not going to listen then. That was the only reason I ever listened to it.
Wojo's a narcissist.
I was in one day, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, blame the Tigers. They won't stop advancing.
So, yeah, Tigers, the game was moved up. If you just are listening, it's no longer 8 o'clock. It's a 1:08 start, so it allows you. I like Wojo's conspiracy theory.
I have a conspiracy theory.
I won't spoil that, but listen at 6. Wojo has an interesting conspiracy theory. Most of the time, he's full of boola boola, but this one...
it still might be true, but maybe not. Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ohio's always screwing
because
with us.
Because that is, by the way, it is the Guardians' decision, is it not? Like, they got to clear it with Major League Baseball, but...
You
that's
guys
a
are going to go ahead and say
thing.
It now, even though I set it up for the team.
No, no, hold on.
I'm not going to give it away.
I think the network's probably, too.
Fair.
Decision.
But I'm sure the networks would have loved an 8 o'clock game.
Yeah, yeah.
But
now I know what you're going to talk about at 6 o'clock.
We're going to get into that.
David, if I was in my class, I would have basically failed both of these two.
Oh, come on. We've bucked the odds, Rico.
The other thing, besides my major conspiracy theory on the Tigers-Guardians, is... if you're playing game 5 and in the other team's ballpark that's been the favorite team all year, the first place team, the Guardians will be favored, but you have Tarek Skubal, the Tigers are the favorite. And that obviously is how much the starting pitching matters. Yeah. Is it enough to make you uber confident as a Tiger fan? Because the Guardians' big sluggers are waking up.
I don't think you're uber confident. I think the Guardians... They hit in the last game, but it's not like they've been doing it the entire series.
No. Neither of the Tigers.
No, I think that you feel confident, but you're not like already booking flights to New York for game one. I don't think anybody's that confident.
But here's the thing, though. Isn't it as simple as, like, listen, Skubal will be Skubal, I would assume, and I don't think Kerry Carpenter's going to play, and whatever, you're going against the lefty, so he wouldn't have started regardless. Just hit Matthew Boyd. It's that easy.
Right.
Matthew Boyd, not a bum, 31-year. Just hit Boyd.
Yeah, so you should hit Boyd.
Physically, it's that easy.
Physically hit him?
No, well, either one.
Oh, Rieger.
Whoa.
He's a beloved former Tiger.
He's a very nice man, very charitable man, great with his time, great with the kids. Hit Matthew Boyd. It's that simple.
So lost in all of this?
Yeah.
Lions are playing a game on Dallas.
Big game,
yeah, that's
too.
An easy game, though. I saw the Cowboys at injury report. That's a win.
But it's one of those, why are they only favored by 3 points?
NFL, Rico.
No,
NFL.
I think that's about right. Because last night, 49ers were completely beat up, and they were favored and won against a team, a decent team.
But they were favored by more.
Not a whole lot more, were they?
Yeah, they were favored by like 4.5, 5 points. Like this should be the Lions... -6.5.
Who's reffing that game? The Lions Cowboys.
Oh yeah, I read an article.
What's the little dumb dumb's name? What's his name?
It's not him.
What's his name though?
I'm trying to blink.
We should know that.
Yeah. He was the guy. What the hell is his name?
What's his
Brad
name?
Brad something.
Oh, Brad Allen?
No. Was it Brad Allen?
Hey, you know what? Figure it out in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, you're not here for this?
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care? It's too late in the show to care?
About who's going to be there.
It is Brad Allen, by the way.
If you need to worry about who the referee is, you've already lost.
Hey.
You know what? Because here's what I'm going to say. If you're a Super Bowl team, you just go to Dallas. I don't care about the refs. I don't care what happens. You just win.
Okay, so I'll give you a Game 5 Tigers win. But that means... Michigan State, and the Lions don't win this weekend.
Yeah, we know what you're doing there. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? Oh, hey, that's happened before, and I'll end it with this. Let's bring it full circle. What if I gave you the Lions win in Dallas?
Oh. Yes.
Or the Pistons in the longest losing streak in the NBA?
Wait, have they started another one already?
No, that's what happened.
Oh, that's right. That happened on the same
day.
That's
what happened the last time they played in Dallas.
It's kind of a bummer. I won at 29.
Yeah, the Pistons ended their streak.
Did they? Oh, wow.
And a few hours later, the Lions lost.
Yeah, and nobody, it was against the Mavericks, I feel, was it not? And nobody knew about it.
I forgot who it was, but yeah, it was like they won, but that wasn't the
story.
That
was right before Brad Allen gave the Cowboys the win. Yeah.
Dan Skipper.
Guess who plays on Sunday?
Who?
The Detroit also play.
Oh,
there
we go.
Wait. Every season.
I was going to say, the season didn't start. If it did, I missed it.
So, yeah, just.
I guess busy. The hockey you've season started, didn't it?
Yeah. So
I heard a rumor of that.
Not really.
No.
All right.
Well, not for the Wings, it didn't start.
Wojo, Rieger,
we got lots up.
You
coming
guys
up.
Got a full show?
Oh, yeah.
So you're out of here in 10 minutes. You're here for 4 hours.
Yes,
pretty
correct.
Much,
yeah. All right.
Yep,
enjoy your weekend. 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.